Amongst the Samburu tribes of northern Kenya, where the desert merges with the foothills of Mount Kenya, women have been living under a harsh patriarchal system for as long as they can remember. Female genital mutilation has been one of the most important rituals amongst the Samburu for generations. Once circumcised, a girl can be given away in an arranged marriage to start her own family. This practice has seen girls as young as 12 get married to men old enough to be their grandfathers. But this year, Obama's visit to Kenya put women's rights at the forefront of national dialogue. While the world has just taken note, 25 years ago, a group of fed-up women led an exodus and took matters into their own hands to free themselves and started a movement in the Samburu region, creating the first village where no men were allowed. The establishment of Emoja was an inspiration to many women in neighbouring villages who have risen up to take control of their local governments. So we travelled to Kenya to road trip through the Samburu district and see what life is like in a matriarchal society.